The other thing is a lot of you are in accountability groups. And when you're not perfect, what's the first thing you do? You don't show up in your accountability group because you're not doing it right. You're ashamed. Guys, shame will always make you hide. Your accountability groups are not there for your perfect days. That's not why we give them to you. Otherwise, that would be the criteria. You can't have one until you're doing it right. We give them to you immediately because your accountability group's job is to help you problem solve, to help you see the next best decision when you're stuck beating yourself up over yesterday's decision. Your accountability group's job is to help you stay focused on moving forward. It is the exact time to be talking to them. Hell, I'd rather y'all only show up on your bad days than to go in there every day like, hey, here I am, Miss Perfect again. It's fine if you're having great, like I'm not like disparaging anybody who's doing it right. Be the motivator, be the cheerleader. But all you accountability groups out there that have some rogue individual that you know has gone dark and is ghosting you, get busy finding them. Reach out, annoy, tag, whatever you need to do. This time of year, we're not leaving anybody hanging. And if you're that person who's out there like, my accountability group's going to come looking for me, I'm the one she's talking about, be prepared. I'm sending the no BS army after your ass. We don't leave no woman behind. Or you could just reach out. Sometimes when it comes to weight loss, the first lesson we have to learn is to quit trying to do it all by ourselves, to quit feeling so bad about ourselves that we think we can't share our journey, to be so embarrassed about our mistakes, to be like, I shouldn't think these things. I shouldn't eat these things. This is not the way I should be. That is a horse bunch of shit. Whatever your experience is right now is the one you're supposed to be having to learn how to not have it anymore. Nobody needs to be ashamed. Nobody. I promise, and please just listen to me when I say this. Every one of you, and I cry every time I talk about this, that version of you who loses her weight at one point was you right now. She made these mistakes. She did all of this. And then there was a day when she stopped beating herself up. There was a day she learned and just did a little bit more. That was me when I weighed 250. I could not be Corinne today. And I don't even mean for y'all. I mean Corinne for me. Had it not been for the version of me eating her face off and hating her life. I hated my life when I started. I promise you, most of you, you think you don't like yourself? You should have been in my brain. As somebody who was going back down the road of wanting to kill themselves and thought they had fucked their life up and had all kinds of just, I literally sat on my couch every day and felt terrible about my life because I'd had a kid. You want to talk about extreme guilt and self-loathing? You got it. And I couldn't be myself today had it not been for just one day thinking, I'm going to have to change something. I couldn't afford to keep sitting there thinking that I was so imperfect and that me and my future self was so distant. I had to figure it out real quick. Oh, the version of me that gets her shit together starts off as the broken ass bitch you are today. And that's okay. So reach out to your accountability partners and accountability partners. Quit wondering where they are. Go find out. That's why you all have each other. And the last part is if you are in a group you don't like, it's okay. I'm going to say this 1,000 times to you guys. I have one person on our team. I literally pay her to do one primary thing. Wait to see when people want an accountability group, put them together, and hand magic hat sort you. That is Heidi's job. She has nothing more important to do ever than to do that job. Not every weight loss membership will pay a human to sit around and wait for people who need somebody and find them a buddy. I just know that weight loss is incredibly harder when you're trying to do it alone. And I know because I did it alone, and I don't want that for any of you. I was just fortunate enough that, like, I didn't have any friends at the time. I mean, I had my one girlfriend who would go walking with me sometimes, but honestly, she wasn't there through most of my journey. I love her to death, but she's always thin. I wasn't going to call her up and talk about my weight loss issues. Chris didn't get in my way. He supported me, but he wasn't checking in with me on the daily. Miles had to do it all. And I'd gladly sit back and delight in the version of me that showed up every fucking day despite what her douchebag brain wanted to think. I mean, I went through all the embarrassment. I went through all the shame. I went through all the you can't do this and this is going to be too hard and oh my God, you're not going to get all the ice cream you want tonight. Like, everything that you guys think, y'all wonder why it feels like I reach inside your soul and speak to you? It's because this ass thought all of it and still does at times. It's no big wonder how that happens. I'm not a mind reader. I went through the bullshit fire myself. My job is to make it easier on you. And I will tell you, trying to go it alone is just hard. I was like, oh, weight loss is so much fun. I want to just make it harder. It's too easy. Let me just go by myself. Try to blaze my own goddamn trail. No. So don't. Don't do that to yourself. Reach out to your accountability partners. Accountability partners, go find them. If you don't like your group, you don't have to go in there and be like, you bitches suck. I'm out. Like that, all you have to do is just say a kind goodbye. Just say, you know, I kind of been thinking, I'm going to try another group and just see what happens. I'm going to tell all of you, if your accountability partner wants to leave to go find something better for her, that does not mean something is wrong with you. So none of, like, you all have my big ass Catholic blessing over here to not sit there and be in the diaper that somebody wants to go find another group. Y'all ain't meshing. It's okay. And then you who's going to leave, I give you my big ass Catholic blessing. It's fine. They're not wilted flowers. They got every opportunity to go find another group just like you. So many of our groups say, it took me 2 or 3 groups and I found my lifelong friends. We're no BS women. Here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to take accountability bullshit personally. We're just not. You get to think and feel how you want. If somebody leaves because they want to go find something else, this is what you get to think. Good, I'm free to go find what I need. Period. End of story. If I don't teach y'all anything, it's to stop making everything a big-ass problem about you. It's just not.